After more than 20 years of nonstop touring and 2,263 live performances, all good things must come to an end. And on August 6, 1996, the Ramones called it quits with their final concert. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Joey Ramone confirmed the band's demise to Billboard the year before. As far as being a band and creating music, the members were happy, but the cracks tearing apart the band grew for many years. In their entire history, they were never able to really hit it big, despite their contemporaries and bands that they had an obvious influence upon, like Nirvana and Green Day, passing them by. To the youths of the mid-90s, they were just old news. They released their final LP, appropriately titled Adios Amigos, in July 1995, and toured with Lollapalooza in 1996, leading towards the final show at the Palace in Hollywood. Special guests that night were Lemmy of Motorhead, Soundgarden's Chris Cornell, and Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam. After the final chords, the band members all went their separate ways. No one said anything, there were no goodbyes. The complete final show was released as the live album, We're Outta Here, in November of 1997. Less than 5 years later, Joey Ramone would pass away from cancer. The band's final drummer, Marky Ramone, was the only member to visit Joey during his illness. The bad blood between Joey and Johnny never settled over Johnny dating and marrying Joey's girlfriend, Linda. Johnny would also pass away from cancer just 3 years later. Bassist Dee Dee Ramone would die from a heroin overdose in 2002, and original drummer Tommy Ramone would also pass away from cancer in 2014. But the Ramones' legacy has endured and grown with time. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in their first year of eligibility in 2002 and received a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 2015. But an iconic career came to an end on this date when the Ramones took the stage for their final performance August 6, 1996, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.